Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Still have to look every time. What am I going to say this week? Well, let's take a look. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love scary movies. This is Doug Loves Scary Movies, coming to you from Cobb's Comedy Club on Wednesday, October 31st, Halloween, Two Oceans 12. Did you guys go to the Giants parade? Oh, shit. That started like 11 a.m. to get a spot where you weren't 30 people deep and couldn't see shit. You had to get there hours and hours earlier. So I hope when you say that you saw the parade, you mean on television, and that you guys will still have some energy left tonight. People are like, San Francisco's going to be crazy that night. And I'm like, really? What time's the parade? They're like, at 11 a.m. And I was like, really? How crazy are they going to be when they can't take work off 2 days in a row because of the parade? I need a couple parade days. I've got ticker tape lung. Ticker tape. Tipper cape. Oh, by the way, I'm a fat Andy Warhol. That's what I'm dressed up as. Nice costume, San Francisco. It says so right here. It must be true. Look at you guys. We got like some sort of rabbit over there. Are you from Donnie Darko? Am I supposed to be creeped out by you? Don't look at him. Don't look at the Mad Hatter. Oh, you're the White Rabbit and the Mad Hatter. Boom! I'm good at this. Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou is in the house. Harry Potter is in the house, Mr. Potter. Yeah, Expecto Patronum. Do you go to sporting events and yell out that? That'd be fun. What's your outfit, young lady? Safari, she says, and just throws her hands up. Fucking safari. I had a safari hat and a safari dress laying around. Safari, get off my back. Look at who's sitting next to me. He's the one that put all the work in. He guilted me into figuring out safari. Because he's dressed up as... a tiger. That is kind of sad that someone had to tell me that they're supposed to be a tiger. Like, I know the two of you play baseball, and I know this guy is Sherlock Holmes, and that's Chaplin sitting next to him, right? You're what?
I'm an oil man.
You're an oil man. Oh, shit. I'm drinking vodka and soda and not a milkshake, so don't even try to get any part of it. Do you guys like movies? Because there's going to be a lot more movie references. A lot more movie references coming up. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did a 420 stand-up show at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. And opening act Sean Jordan took on an audience member. Yeah, just one. And in the Leonard Maltin game. And I failed to record it. So to recap... because no one in the audience cheated and recorded it, because I discouraged recording, but that one guy did help out that one time. We chose Rob in the audience because he was dressed like McFly from Back to the Future, and he had a hoverboard that said Rob to the Future, which is not a terribly good pun, but we still appreciated the hoverboard. And he chose the Paranormal Blacktivity category, which is movies with a black ghost in them. And and Sean Jordan couldn't name Happy Gilmore in 8 names, even though one of them was Bob fucking Barker. How many movies is Bob Barker in that also have a black ghost? That was a small, insanely small subset of things. It's just Happy Gilmore. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That, audience member, scary movie edition. Let's ask this young lady who plays for the Red Sox, what's your favorite scary movie?
Jacob's Ladder.
Jacob's Ladder. See where the ladies are at? They go a little bit more psychological on this shit. Dudes are more intense about what they like, and I might side with the dude, but let's see what this gentleman has to say. What's a scary movie you like, sir?
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon. All right. I don't remember being even remotely scared for a fucking moment of Event Horizon? Really? Scary? You misheard me. You thought I said boring science fiction. So I disqualify him on the grounds of having shit in his ears and... mishearing me, but answering very accurately what I meant to say. Oh, your fries are here. Your consolation prize has arrived. Thank you for playing our game. I don't even remember what movie she said anymore. Jacob's Ladder. Watch Jacob's Ladder, not Event Horizon. This has been Watch This, Not That. Scary, scary audience version, because that guy's scaring me a little bit. If he thinks that's scary, he's got some bodies at home. How'd you like American Psycho? Yeah, good. Yeah, he's like, yes. As he dips his French fry into the blood. Who's that sitting next to Steve Zissou? Is that RoboCop? Holy shit, he doesn't seem comfortable at all. Oh, no, don't do anything. He just stood up. That's crazy. Just sit down. Thank you for your cooperation. But that's awesome. I hope you get picked. Oh, there's is that the Swedish chef back there? Bark, bark, bark. That's awesome. Do you have giant man hands? Oh. Is this still, are we still doing something? Is this show still happening? Austin, Texas, I'll be at the Fun 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 Fest this weekend. The fest's so fun, they couldn't settle on one. Vancouver, Canada, I'm taping at Douglas Movies at 420 at Comedy Mix on Saturday, November 17th. Now it's time for Not For Emetophobes. Yeah, Better Late Than Never edition. Even though it's almost out of theaters, I highly recommend End of Watch. But emetophobes should know that Jake Gyllenhaal has an extended dry heave after making a shocking discovery in the back room of a house. So that's all you need to know. Jake Gyllenhaal is shocked by something that he sees in a room. That's not a bad spoiler. When that happens, hit the deck, emetophobes, because you're in for a long session of dry heaving. This has been Not for Emetophobes. Let's look and see what's in the prize bag. Let's look into the prize bag. Oh, we got some good stuff in here. Now, nobody involved in it is here, but I have this notepad thing that is pretty cool that is, for some reason, oh, the rest of the prizes fell on the floor. This was sent to me from, like, it's from Kenny Powers. Like, Kenny Powers sent this, and, like I said, neither the fictional character or the actor who plays him is here, but I thought it'd be a fun thing to give away, especially on Halloween. You know, I'm tricking you guys a little bit with these treats. They had these back at the hotel. I don't know what the fuck the deal is, but orange and black water. I guess it's just special for the Giants, I guess. So that's cool. Some guy on the road gave me a movie. Hang on, I'm going to sneeze. I'm allergic to bad movies, and this movie is called Death Nurse, and just look at the cover. It looks ridiculous. So he gave me some copies of Death Nurse, so I had to throw that into the prize bag on Halloween and for the next 2 weeks after, and a copy of my CD Smug Life, and the Doug Digsit of this particular bag is George A. Romero's Dawn of the Dead. That's my favorite zombie movie, with the Dawn of the Dead remake and Shaun of the Dead coming close behind those. One of my guests brought a $20 gift certificate to the House of Nanking, a fantastic restaurant here in town that I recommend to, like, that's that place that anybody comes to town, they don't know anything, and they say to me, what restaurant should I go to? I don't know shit, but I notice they House of Nanking, and they'll go, and the people that work there will yell at them, and they'll have a fantastic meal. And they'll thank me later for it. So it works out good. A bunch of candy from various candy companies I don't want to name until they come up with some money. I don't know why candy companies aren't sponsoring a podcast hosted by a stoner. From houseofhaha.com, it's a Ghostbusters shirt, but the ghost looks different. And I don't know how else to describe it, but it's kind of cool looking. It invokes the idea of Ghostbuster. And from another one of my guests, I've got this shirt that says on it, Overrated-io, which is Overrated-io head. I forgot the last part. That's like build a title on a shirt. So there's that for people who think Radiohead is overrated. And and then also from the people at, the bag is also from what was it called? Houseofhaha.com. And then Hempwick from Humboldt Hempwick from, what's the name of the company that does this? Oh, it's written too small. But anyway, it's this cool wick that you can use to light your stuff in a more organic matter. And by your stuff, I mean your Camel cigarettes. Light them in a more organic manner. And please help me in welcoming to stage my friends. You guys ready? Here we go. Arch Barker, Rory Scovel, and Jonah Ray! Arch Barker's just standing here talking to me off microphone. Go put your crayon flap down on the stool near the end there.
I didn't know you were sitting there. I've never seen this.
No, this is where I sit over here.
Hello, everybody.
Hang out with all this stuff. Arch Barker's here! Arch Barker is here. What are you dressed up as tonight, Arch Barker?
It's called putting in a little effort right at the last minute.
I thought that's what I was dressed up as.
Like maybe like when that one guy left Kiss, they had auditions. And you were one of the people that came in and they're like,
the star child,
what
the
are you
mouse.
Supposed to be? Yeah, because they all have such strong characters that yours didn't really fit in.
I'm auditioning for Kiss
today, it seems to be a few different things.
Yeah, well, it's comfortable, I'll tell you that.
I called you a cat when I first saw you, and you said, I am not a cat, defiantly, but there's some cat qualities to what's going on your face right now.
Well, I've never seen a cat wearing a hoodie.
I have, on the internet.
Oh, yeah, that's possible.
Yeah,
That's Jonah Ray, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey,
how my Giants fans doing tonight? We got
he's,
all the points, huh?
Such a sucker.
We got all the points necessary to win the big trophy game. I can't. Oh, the Bay Area big guys.
Nice work, suck up.
That's what I am for Halloween.
Well done.
Shitty suck up.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just like you guys. Sourdough.
I mean, I know that people here love the. Yeah, I'm sure there's people here who love the Giants, but I think your focus is more. This crowd's focus is on other things.
Oh, counting crows.
I'm grateful. Oh, Jesus! I'm grateful that that you guys are here on Halloween because it's a fun night for, you know, going to a party or whatever.
But they could go to a party after this show.
They sure can.
They can do anything they want.
I don't think they will because you can't get 2 days off work for a parade.
That's true.
And Rory Scovel is also here in the up in Cobbs, cobbing it up.
Cobbing it.
Good to have you here. What are you dressed up as?
I was the nerdiest security guy today during the parade. That's what I'm going as.
You didn't say anything to anybody. They probably no one even knew you were a security
just
detail.
Like a dad who volunteered to work the parade. He doesn't watch any baseball games.
He's also
he doesn't even care or know, but he loves being a security guard.
But he's also afraid of confrontation.
And he's afraid of confrontation, yeah.
Hey, why don't you?
Yeah.
It's okay.
And he's not sanctioned. He's not supposed to be there. No one listens to him.
You really put a lot of thought into your costume.
I wanted a backstory, you know?
Yeah. It's
I really wanted a history.
Complicated character.
Yeah, he had a troubled childhood. It's not, you know, he can still live his life. No name, though. He doesn't have a name.
Doug, are you Donahue or Andy Warhol?
Donahue.
You have to be Donahue.
Are you Donald Trump or... Yeah, it's supposed to be Warhol and... I think it's somewhat accurate, especially the he really did have like the dark sideburns because he was also wearing a wig, so I nailed that part of it, and just also the general attitude. Like, doesn't it look right now that I'm thinking about cans of soup?
Yeah, you're just looks like you're. Where's Basquiat right now?
Yeah, and I hope that lady doesn't shoot me. This would be a bad time for that, Linda or whatever your name was. Played Valerie. Oh my God, she is here. It's Valerie. So this is Doug Loves Scary Movies. We have to talk about scary movies. Do you have a favorite scary movie, Arch Barker?
I like a movie when I was growing up we called Mother's Day. Did you ever see that one? It's like an old shitty horror, but it scared the crap out of us when we were in like seventh grade.
Who says it was a movie we called something? Like me and my friends had a name. We called
it actually
we called it E.T. Yeah. We just would throw that around. Let's go see E.T. And people would be like, what are you talking about? Do you mean E.T. the extraterrestrial and his adventures on Earth? Yeah, we call it E.T.
Yeah.
Confuses some people.
Yeah, I was scared. And I really like more in a more modern era. I really like 28 Days Later. And I really love that movie and the soundtrack.
It's a good movie. Not a zombie movie.
You like a fast zombie.
It's not a zombie. They're not dead. They're just infected.
Oh, here we go. This old debate.
It's not, though. They're infected people. They don't die and come back to life. That's what a zombie is.
Well, I didn't say it was a zombie.
So what are they? What would you...
just want to make it clear.
Jonah just showing all his cards right there. Not a zombie movie.
Not a zombie movie.
Not a zombie movie.
I liked Frankenweenie, and I haven't seen The Master yet. There, I'm done. Can I go?
Oh, we stopped knocking Sibla. All right. That was fun.
Just walking behind people at Blockbuster.
Fun argument.
I know you're going to get 28 Days Later. Yeah. You know the thing about that film.
It's just people put it on their zombie list, and it upsets me. It should be next to Outbreak.
I love it. It's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman doesn't run once in Outbreak.
I thought Outbreak was a zombie movie. Why did I do that joke twice?
Movie.
No one laughed the first time. Yeah. And then I just said it again.
Keep going with it, man. You're going to get it there.
Outbreak was a zombie movie. It gets more simplified. Zombie Outbreak movie.
I'm kind of messed up with the idea of seeing this new movie, Flight, because I have to get into a plane on occasion. And like, I don't like that it's like, it turns out pilot was drunk when he landed the plane upside down. And they depict it in a very, very realistic way.
I'll watch it only if it's an in-flight movie.
That's why I hated 9/11 so much, because I'm like, fuck, am I gonna fly and shit? Horrible. Like, don't you think? Me and my friends call that shit horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I try not to watch clips of 9/11 before going on a flight. This gives me the willies.
What's your favorite horror movie, Jonah?
My favorite horror movie is the original Dawn of the Dead. The scariest horror movie to me is Candyman. Yeah.
Doug could put some makeup on your face and be Donahue of the Dead.
What? Thanks for the makeup on my face part. Could have just said it.
I had to make it technically correct.
But that Dawn of the Dead is a great movie.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's my favorite zombie movie for sure.
Yeah.
I gave it away tonight it's in that bag
on
right
Blu-ray.
There. Is it?
Is that what it was?
I don't think
so. It looks small. The case looks small.
Everything's Blu-ray to you, Jonah Ray.
Yeah. That's why I stopped doing Google alerts, because all I ever got was when there was Jonah Hill movies on Blu-ray coming out. That's all that came up. And Jonah Hex on Blu-ray.
How does it fare when you look yourself up on Bing?
Fucking gangbusters.
You're a big man, man.
Yeah,
big
man,
man. Honk, honk, Rory Scovel. What's a movie? What's a horror movie you enjoy?
Event Horizon. Remember? Remember from earlier?
God damn.
His night's ruined.
I couldn't have been less surprised by that than if he had said the other sister. Like, it was just such a, to me, like, what? That's a horror movie? Event Horizon?
I loved your reaction. It was just instantly, ugh, no. We all knew the outcome of this or that immediately.
The bar was set pretty high with Jacob's Ladder. Wasn't Macaulay Culkin in that? I think he's the little kid in it, yeah.
Well, I want to change
mine. Wait, it's your favorite horror movie and you don't know if he's in it? How do you
been a while, but
unacceptable?
It left an impression, though. As a lot of Tim Robbins.
What if he was like, I don't really even know what it's about?
Yeah. It just sounds.
I guess those
scary.
People are in it. I don't really.
It was one of Schumacher's best, I thought. It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Do you know what it's about, or did you just think it's about a shaky ladder that no one should climb because it might collapse?
Hey, Jacob, watch out for that third rung.
He never remembers, Jacob.
A villain came in and sewed the middle. I think they say that in like Help or something. Ringo says all the ladder, all the rungs have been sewn in the middle. So we still need a scary movie. Event Horizon doesn't count. We still need a scary movie from you.
My favorite of all time. I know you already said American Psycho. That's not my favorite of all time, but I did just watch that recently. Does that count? Just the look you're giving me, I'm like, I should start over, right?
Who just said American Psycho? I didn't bring it up, did I?
I think you said it.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay,
did.
Good. Because we also were talking about it backstage a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, save it for the stage, and then I stole it and said it myself.
Yeah, that's when in my head I was like, well, I could say another movie. There are a lot, but
name one other.
Don't lie to this crowd.
Yeah, name one other.
All right. 28 Weeks Later.
That's a zombie movie.
I got a good
Those
one.
Those are some fast zombies.
The Walking Dead. A TV show. I get it. The people got tense. Like, that's not a movie, pal.
There's one scary ass movie I would like to change my answer. It's the scary.
Yeah, let's go back through everybody again.
Yeah, let's do it again.
I'd like to redo it.
I never really got
anything.
Quick.
Saying Candyman was scary to me made me sound racist.
I'll be ready this time.
The scariest shit that I've seen in a long time, Wolf Creek. That gave me the willy jillies.
Wait, what was it?
Wolf Creek. It's scary as heck. Have people seen it? How many people have seen it?
The scariest movies also sound like an indie rock band.
I have mine.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Jonah, you still have another chance.
Oh, thank God.
But it's from when I was in the fifth grade. It.
Oh, TV
Stephen
movie.
Stephen King TV yeah. movie miniseries.
Yeah, yeah.
That's scary.
Please.
That you should watch it again.
I was in fifth grade.
Watch that shit again.
I've never gone back.
It's quite silly.
I won't. No
it's
need to
terrible.
Revisit.
It's terrible. It's got, sure, the image of the clown is scary, but.
Tim Curry.
Yeah. Once he starts talking, what the fuck are you doing? He's got that Bronx accent. And
that added
beep, beep,
to it.
Richie.
Yeah. He didn't need a crazy voice. He looks like a scary fucking clown.
Yeah.
Just whisper, you stupid clown.
What if the voice was even worse? It was a different accent.
If it was like Marvin Martian.
Be French. Right?
I'm going to kill you now. Oh, lovely.
The kids are screaming, and then they're like, wait, what?
They all float. They all float down here. I declare this planet in the name of me.
What does that have to do with anything?
Just shut up or I will murder you.
All right, well, let's... I guess I've gone on record on Twitter today saying that my favorite horror movies are the originals, in both cases. Halloween is my favorite slasher, you know. I mean, obviously, it's one of the first ones. And then Dawn of the Dead, the original, is my favorite zombie movie, but... I think I've said that like three times now. I keep repeating myself because we're having such a good time here in San Francisco.
I'd like to change.
Yeah. Did any movie scar you as a child? Those are always good to, recommend to people, like the movie that fucked you up the most.
Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
I was a little young when I saw that one.
You were a little too young?
Yeah.
You didn't understand the fluctuating real estate market? How some houses are harder to flip than others. That's what Mitt Romney's kids were scared about when they watched that movie. Oh, that's gonna the resale value on this thing is plummeting. It's good to get one more of those in before the election. Without having to force it too hard. Jono, were you freaked out by anything?
Yeah, the last shot in Sleepaway Camp.
You've said too much.
Do you know which one? Like it's like the weird face, and then it turns out the girl was a guy the whole time.
Sure.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
The cover was like a girl.
Yeah,
with
stop explaining it. I think
backpack
I got it.
Because
now people, do you recommend people watch it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so let's be quiet about it now and let them discover it on their own.
They've had enough time.
They really have. You should punish them. Should punish them for their laziness.
I should.
It's so you have to be so lazy to not watch a movie.
Yeah.
I can't lay around and look at that.
Yeah.
I've got eyes to close.
Yeah, it's gonna get in the way of my
snooze dreams to have.
Yeah. My dreams are way more interesting to me.
Rory, did you get fucked up by a child movie?
Did a child fuck you up in a movie?
Did a child movie?
I was raped by a child, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your scariest?
That was a problem
movie.
Child.
What's your scariest children's movie? Mine is Pippi Longstocking.
Yeah. Willy Wonka and the...
That's some scary shit. Yeah.
Wait, Willy Wonka and the what?
Willy Wonka, what did he do?
Which factory?
Chocolate. That movie is it chocolate?
They blow it out pretty early. The boat ride.
Yeah, the freaky boat ride. Yeah, where you're just like, what?
Yeah,
that doesn't really happen in kids' movies now, where parents take their kids to see it and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. There's no earthly way of knowing.
Let's get out of here, kids. Let's get out of here, kids. Come on, let's go.
There's no knowing where we're rowing. Or which way the river's flowing.
They've said cut 2 minutes ago and you ran.
Is it snowing? Is a hurricane of blowing?
Doug, you're freaking me out, man.
Not a speck of light is showing.
Doug!
So the danger must be growing.
Doug, this ain't funny, man!
Are the fires of hell
Doug, this ain't funny anymore, man!
Is the grizzly reaper going? Yes!
We're here, everybody. Watch your step.
He's going to keep on going. He's not going to stop. Once the start starts...
That wasn't the right line. We're here, everybody. Watch your step.
Yeah, that was the part you forgot.
We made it. Here's some chocolate.
Yeah.
I think I've done that on the podcast before. It might have been on the Benson Interruption, but whenever I get a chance to bust that out, it's so much fun. It's so much fun when you bother to memorize something that people love, but no one else is bothering to memorize it.
Yeah, really set you apart.
One time I was out on the road and I had to follow a guy. His closing of his act was just singing three of the after-school rock songs. Conjunction, Junction, what's your... He sang three of those songs, got applause after each one, and a standing ovation when he said goodnight. He changed nothing. He just sang the fucking songs.
Mr. Robinson, what a terrible mess. I broke your window with my ball, and I've come to confess. Nobody remembers that one?
I guess you'd have to be that guy for it to work.
What is that from?
I think that's a Mormon one, Church of Latter-day Saints.
Is it?
Yeah.
Remember
those ones where the kids come in and they're like, Dad, I got an A on my report card. How many times I told you not to slam the door? How come I'm the only fucking person who saw those? The classic shit, man. I got to memorize some fucking Willy Wonka next time. They're on YouTube.
Faster than eagles. Stronger than lions. I think that's what he says when they're on that machine that shoots a bunch of jizz in everybody's face. But at the end, spoiler alert, when Gene Wilder's saying, we're going to go through the roof in this elevator and we might get shred to ribbons, like we might get killed, and Charlie and Uncle What's-His-Fuck are both like, Uncle Joe.
His Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe are both like just losing their minds with fear. As a child, I was going insane in that moment.
You know that entire part of the fucking song. But you're like, Uncle Joe's, I don't fucking remember.
He might have been an uncle in the book. I read the book also.
Oh, you're so smart.
Yes, I am. Wow. What I'll do is I'll read the book first, then I'll see the movie, then I'll read the book again, then I'll see the movie again, until I hate both.
Yay!
Does anybody hunger for games? Let's start with one of my favorites, ABCD's Nuts. Now, Arj is new to the show, so let's cut him a little slack on the because he's got a busy schedule, can't listen to an episode, right? I asked you to do this yesterday, so I appreciate you.
Well, thanks.
I appreciate you jumping on board.
No, I'm sure you're really glad I'm here. You booked me like 12 hours before the show.
Yeah. And I was like, at the very least, come with a face that you've drawn all over. And it doesn't matter if you know how to play the games, because people will just cherish a guy with drawings all over his face. You know what you look like? I finally figured it out. Like, you passed out at a party. People went Sharpie crazy on you, and then today you just drew over it a little bit and went, hey, it's my costume.
Yeah.
I'm a cat, kind of.
Yeah, I'm a cat with a dick on its cheek.
Okay, well,
for the listeners, there's no dick on his cheek.
No, there's not.
That's a natural cleft chin.
You look like you were at a talk show host party, and Sally Jesse Raphael passed out, and you stole her glasses. Oh, Donahue, you drunk motherfucker!
Listen, let's play this game. I know you got to get back to 8 Mile. So let's I always try to bring it back to movies or hit singles.
He's got a hood up and you didn't mention Ghost Protocol.
Oh shit. Because Ghost Protocol, he can't go that tight. You could tell what
Ghost
his ears.
Ghost Protocol gotta go pretty tight.
Yo, Ghost Protocol
go hood. Go pretty tight.
His hoodie's loose as shit.
Nah, man.
Yeah,
Ghost Protocol
look
pretty
at
fucking
it.
Tight. Dog.
All right, here's how this game works, Arch.
Yep.
We're gonna spell a word. Tonight's word's gonna be Halloween, because it is. And it's I realize putting this show together that, like, is it gonna be weird to listen to 2 days from now or a day from now? Like, once Halloween's passed, aren't you kind of over it? Like, who's gonna be sitting around going, what are the best scary movies? I'll write them down and check them out next year. But, you know, what are you going to do? It'd be weird to tape the Halloween special early.
That's true.
Like it's like couple, The Simpsons Halloween of Horror, or the Treehouse of Horror.
I know, it's always in November.
Yeah.
It's pushed back to, like, Thanksgiving this year, I think.
No, actually, they already had it early for the first time.
Oh, shit. But not on Halloween.
Yeah.
That'd be too tough. They got to have an all-new X Factor. That's what's on tonight.
Really? Are they a live
X Factor?
Is everybody singing the Monster
Mash?
I hope
somehow, like, gotten into this tangent.
What do you mean? We? You didn't have
anything
to do with
it. I didn't participate. You guys.
It's all on us.
What's on at 8:30 though?
Huh? Well, it's still X Factor. It's like 2 hours long.
2 hour special.
And then there's some other shit. Probably an all new Next to Normal.
A Spookalicious Next to Normal.
We'll start with Rory, since he's played before, and then we'll go to Jonah, and then we'll go to Arj. And Arj, the idea is that each person, when a letter comes to you, you have to, within a few seconds, name a movie that begins with that letter. And in this case, I picked all scary movies. You can pick any movie you want, but if you go scary and you match what I picked ahead of time, if we match answers, then you win automatically. H is the first. Did I just say part of the word? What do you think I just said, Lori?
Can I say Halloween?
Okay, good. That's not it. H.
Halloween?
And it's not Halloween.
Oh, I'm trying to guess what you put?
Yeah.
Or I can name any horror movie.
Yeah, just name a horror movie that begins with H, though.
But can I say the movie Halloween?
Just say Halloween 2.
Halloween 2? Because you're going to hate the thing I have in the barrel for third place.
I want to hear it.
Harry Crumb.
Why?
That's not the movie.
And
it's called Who's Harry Crumb. I'm just trying to have an H.
It's called Who's Harry Crumb. But or Where's Harry Crumb?
Is.
I don't even remember. How is Harry Crumb?
I'll stay
Crumb?
With Halloween then.
I don't
then.
Give a shit.
How's Harry doing?
But no.
Crummy? Is he crummy?
Halloween, all of those were correct. So you get to stay in the game, but you didn't match me, so you didn't win automatically. I picked Hannibal.
Oh.
But I almost said it, too, and you thought I said Halloween. All right, Jonah, A. Scary movie. Letter A.
April Fool's Day.
Oh, nice. I said Alien. Okay, Arch Barker. Scary movie begins with the letter L.
Leprechauns.
That's why he has all
the
babies,
exactly,
right?
I exactly what it was called. I think there was just the one, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it because I'm proud of you. Come back to Rory with... my first L was Let's Scare Jessica to Death. That's the actual title of a movie.
Wait, what was his?
He said Leprechaun.
Ah, shit!
Yeah, because you get another L. Go.
Fuck! Leprechaun 2.
L. Scary L.
There you go.
Leprechaun 2. That does count.
Was that
just
what it's called, or did it have
going.
A subtitle?
Back to Leprechaun. More than likely, that's what they went
Still
with.
Still Leprechaun.
Back to where the Leprechaun was last time. It's a long title.
Leprechaun 2. Leprechaun again.
Leprechaun again.
So. Sorry, I'm not going to accept that. You're out.
God damn it.
I picked Let the Right One In.
Ooh.
Oh,
that one.
Oh. As opposed Jonah.
To, oh?
Oh. No audience help.
I was ready for
Omen.
That's what I was going to say.
It's called The Omen, You're Out. Arch.
It's just me and you know.
Any scary movie begins with O.
You're the Omen.
For the win. You can win this if you can name any scary movie that begins with O.
With O?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wait, let me rephrase. Let me rephrase. Any movie that begins with O, but it has to be, it was released in theaters.
Out of the Blue.
It had a clean enough name. Who's in Out of the Blue?
Sean Witherspoon.
Okay, there's no winner of this game. I'm calling this game. My O is Open Water. NYW is When a Stranger Calls. NYE was Eaten Alive, Toby Hooper. My next E was Exorcist 2, The Heretic. There's no the at the beginning for some reason.
Of The Exorcist?
Exorcist 2, The Heretic.
Fuck you.
And my N was one of the granddaddies at Night of the Living Dead. And that's ABCD's Nuts. Let's play Build a Title. Let's make things even harder on Mr. Barker. Try to figure this one out, Arch.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Jonah's trying to...
It's getting too hot.
Get relax a little bit. You want to take off another layer?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead and take off another layer. Because you seem to have... There you go.
Go big, guys!
Hey, no two t-shirts at the parade. No two t-shirts at
Dad,
the parade.
Stop it! Just go home!
Nah, it's one of the rules this year.
I support the team more because I wear several shirts with their stuff on it. When I was walking to the parade, I bought a shirt at every corner.
Yeah, to show my support for the team that already won.
You have to wear several layers because the glass from the broken Muni bus window can hit you after you smash it.
Dude. Someone's been reading the Bay Area Gazette.
I don't know how they put it out with the storm and all, but they got it done. There's a dude that works at the Punchline here in San Francisco, a great comedy club, who was there when the bus was being set on fire that had people in it.
Dude.
And he stepped up and fought some dudes to stop setting the bus on fire.
Did he get his ass kicked?
He's got some scrapes on his face. And his friends had to drag him out of there, but he did a good job.
That happened in Canada when that riot happened after the big old hockey match that didn't go in their favor. And then there was like these guys trying to tip over a car.
Big old hockey match.
The big old.
This Tuesday at 9. Two big teams, one big match.
The other like the white and grays didn't get enough points, and then the blue and reds did, and then people got angry and started rioting in the town. And then there was a guy going like, "You please stop it! This is our town!" And then a guy comes up and punches him in the face.
Vancouver.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm good at this game.
Vancouver.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I knew I could name that city yeah. He just said a couple minutes ago.
I knew I could remember what he said earlier. Vancouver, Event
Horizon.
I'm
so good at that. This game's called Build a Title, Arch. And here's how it works. We take a movie title.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then each of you try to add more titles to it. Like if we started with The Godfather, we drop the. We don't mess with the's and a's. But if we started with Godfather... Somebody else could say, "Oh God," because that was the movie, Father. And then the next guy could say, "Oh God, Father of the Bride," because Father of the Bride is a movie. And you keep adding like
oh
that.
Oh God, Father, Bride of Frankenstein.
Exactly. You're so good at this already.
I love it.
We'll start with Jonah, though, and then we'll go to Rory.
I just come up. You're not going to start it off this? You're not going to pass me the ball?
No,
wait,
I want you to name the movie that I'm thinking of right now.
Oh, okay. It's a little harder.
Yeah. No, okay. I know the movie. That was pretty awesome, though. I was like, all right, Jonah, go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just figure it out.
It's Halloween. Don't be stupid.
It's Halloween. What movie would I pick on Halloween? No, it would start with E.
Even Flow.
Yes. Even Flow the movie. Here we go.
Evilful?
Is that Eddie Vedder gets...
Yeah.
Even Flow the movie.
Do you want me to start?
I thought you said Evilful.
It's a spork
like
in
someone
his nose.
Who wrote a horror movie who's bad at grammar. He's so evilful.
No, I was trying to get you to say Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
Evil Dead 2 is our starter title. So you need something that ends with evil or begins with two, of which I know for a fact there are both.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you know all horror movies?
What?
Does it have to be
like, do you know a lot of horror movies?
I know several, but not all, I don't think.
Good. I'm going to factor that into my title.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil Dead 2.
Yeah. It's called Doug Loves Movies, not Doug Knows Every Movie.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil is it's a good movie.
Doug no, I know that.
Okay.
I mean, Leonard Maltin loves it. It's in my Netflix queue. But I like to see movies in theaters, so that sucks when it passes me by there, because then I kind of wait for like a revival or something. But now we move to Rory.
And I need to do something with Tucker.
Something that ends in Tucker.
Okay.
Easy.
Or Tuck. And don't help, audience. Or something that ends or that begins with two. So say one of those right
it's
now.
Two girls, one cup. Was that a horror? Tucker in Evil.
A feature film has to be 80 minutes in length.
Yeah, play
in theaters for at least 1 week.
That was a short in Sundance.
And they submitted.
Yeah, yeah.
We're so sorry we can't let you in.
Sorry. Try it at
Slam
Dance.
Can't believe we're writing you this letter.
For your consideration, two girls
took out a four-page
for the Oscar
variety.
For best live-action short.
Yeah.
They'd have to watch it, right? If you submitted it.
But those two girls are presenting another award, so they're like dressed up.
Yeah. Art can come in many ways.
Two girls, one cup girls. Yeah, it was a good decoy I just threw down there. Kind of buy some time.
Yeah, there's nothing more distracting than a decoy.
Yes.
You're like, is that really a thing? Is that really a little fake duck swimming along? You got anything?
I have nothing.
All right, you're out.
I knew that
shit.
Was coming.
Yeah, and then we come around to Arch. So you need a movie that ends in Tuck or begins with two. I thought two was pretty easy when I was thinking of it. Because two is not only a number.
Oh, okay. Tucker and Phil's Evil. Evil Dead to Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes! Oh. Yes!
He kind of gave me that one all, did it?
Who's still in this thing?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
I didn't throw you out earlier?
No. That was the other game.
No, I think I threw you out.
No, you didn't, though, because I got one now.
Okay.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
Kill a Mockingbird on a Wire.
There you go. So Jonah is our winner. You think Arch Barker could think of a movie that begins with the word wire?
Yeah.
Not the show.
I think, yeah, have a little faith, all right?
Have a little faith in...
All right, this is exciting. What do you got?
Tucker and Bill's...
Excellent adventure.
Tucker and Bill's Evil Dead 2. Kill a Mockingbird on a wire. That's where the clothes are, mate. It's like the biggest Australian film this year.
I did have faith in you, and then you did that. Because when you said have faith in me, I thought of one, and it would have worked, is Bird on a Wired.
Yeah.
Wired was the John Belushi movie.
Yeah. With the shield.
Yeah, with Michael Chiklis.
Yeah.
Also,
nah,
also,
the shield.
Also the thing.
Yes, that's right.
All right, so did Jonah just win? Jonah just won. Nothing in particular, but he keeps throwing his clothes out into the crowd.
The plaid stays. You go.
Who are loving it because it's so hard to get Giants memorabilia in this town right now.
That's like, some Walgreens.
It's all sold out, everybody. It's all gone. And it won't be half. It won't be half price tomorrow. Don't count on that. Get it now. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, and let's have the audience reveal their dazzling array of. I saw these two on the internet on Twitter, and don't yell for me. It's not my decision. Oh Lord, they just took
That's
the house lights up. Could somebody get a picture of this? This is
what am
fucking
I supposed
amazing.
To do? I don't know.
Yeah, Arch, let me explain to Arch what he's supposed
what
to
am I
do,
doing?
You guys.
People are
you
hearing.
Have to pick the person whose costume and name tag speaks to you the most, like the person that you want to play for
And they might win these prizes that are in this bag.
Oh, but they know I'm horrible.
Is anybody dressed up?
So basically I'm trying to pick who I'm going to let down.
Dude, you just did really good in part of that game.
Well, I made up that Australian movie. So I'm not that proud.
You're just holding up your hat.
I can't come to...
Is that a Teletubby?
Who's calling my name?
Is it Teletubby? Lady with popcorn and McFly.
Who's got something that's a part of my interest?
I'll play for the young lady over there.
Is anybody dressed up as Edward D. Wood Jr.? Bela Lugosi?
Dressed up, though, are you?
No. Seacrest?
Yeah, what?
Is that lady a pirate? Yeah, are you a pirate? Oh, is there more than one Steve Zissou in the house? That's a fun costume.
I've never played this.
There's a Brian Redband.
Freddy Krueger!
That's hilarious.
Isn't
that
Kruger
is so right scary there looking.
Are you Where's Waldo?
I can't eat it.
We got Where's Waldo? I saw... No, she's a pirate. She's a pirate.
Yeah. The live version of Where's Waldo?
Just give me a minute. I'll let these guys...
She's Steve Zissou.
You should have been Where's Waldo.
She might be Where's Waldo.
Let's just stand here for a half an hour.
The listeners love it when this goes on forever.
I pick.
Oh, there's a good Hulkamania out there. Holy crap.
I'm going to play for Brent.
Brent? All right, Brent.
The Giant.
I guess you should come up here because you're attached to the thing, right?
I feel like I feel that the balcony is being underrepresented.
Well, good luck seeing up into the balcony.
You're right.
Here.
You guys are just shit out of luck.
There's some candy right there. Feel free to take a bribe, Arch. Do you like Twinkies? Because
I can.
Zombie Landy has some Twinkies for you.
Zombie Andy.
Bruh.
Well, I just want to say that I don't like being in this position because I'd like to have you all up here.
You're such a sweet guy.
But I'll pick you right here because you've been very patient and you have a lot of
candy. This is just for me? Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think I can one-hand it. What the hell?
What is it?
It's heavy, whatever it is.
I'm sorry. Thanks for your...
Oh, boy. Who put the most work into... It is very nice. What?
Okay.
All right. Arch finally got something. Who are you picking, Jonah?
Sorry, I couldn't pick... What's your name? Marie. Okay, I'm playing for Marie.
That's crazy, right?
Two champs and a can of Pringles.
I don't remember what she's
talking
about.
How fucking dare you?
And also, the listeners have no idea what's happening right now.
God damn it, this is hard.
Let's try to get it. Terrible. Let's try to get
it
together.
Oh, shit! RoboCop has a fucking Game Boy sign. RoboCop, get up here!
All right, RoboCop, get up here.
You should fucking put that up sooner. What's wrong with you? RoboCop, get up here!
Get up here, RoboCop.
RoboCop, you got a lot of split. Can you even walk up the stairs, RoboCop?
Oh, no. Somebody help RoboCop get up the stairs.
You good? Are you okay?
We need a good Samaritan, like the guy that
stopped
the bus from being set on fire.
Hey, guy with the hat, this is what you should fucking do.
What's his name?
Becca. It's a female. It's a robot cop.
You're a lady? All right.
Yeah.
Good job, lady.
This is great.
Good job, Robo Becca. And what do you got, Arch? Who are you playing for?
This kind of looks like Bebo.
You got a shit ton of candy there.
I got Maria.
That's amazing.
I like Swedish fish. Can I have your Swedish fish?
Maybe a Hello Kitty thing with treats. And if anyone wants them, I'm happy to share. So.
Oh, give some to Chaplin because he won't ask for them.
Oh, Jesus.
He likes to keep it silent except for when he's banging children. Did he do that? I think he got accused of that. He did now.
Cat vampire.
This one's harsh. This one's harsh, RoboCop.
All right. What's harsh about it, Jonah?
If I win, you'll see? Or...
Oh, shithead, yes. At the end of the show, Arge, if you lose, their consolation prize will be they get to name somebody that I'll call a shithead at the end of the show, no matter who they say. And sometimes people write their shithead on the back of the name tag to make it easier, but she did not. So if you lose... If you lose, we'll work it out. We'll get her up here, and she'll name a shithead. Who are you playing for, Rory?
Brent. Playing for Brent.
And what is? And share your microphone with Brent so we can hear what his answer is. But what is that supposed to be? It says Brent.
It's a name tag,
and it's
That name tag's seen better days, Brent.
And it's like, but it's it's like coffin size. It looks like you're just walking around with your head sticking out
somebody
of a coffin.
Somebody thought it was a loaf of bread earlier.
A loaf
tonight.
Of Brent.
I thought that was close.
A loaf of Brent. I like that.
Is he the sick version of Elliot from E.T.? I've also wondered that the entire night.
Get him some Reese's Pieces.
First of all, do not say that about Jonah. I don't think.
Hey. Wait a minute.
All right, so your name tag is a giant name tag that covers your whole body, and that's why we have to you're going to stand up here the whole time.
Oh shit! Wait a minute.
What's the matter, Jonah?
They put a button for start, and the other button says play. Wow! I wish I
didn't. But you're not even a real robot cop either. I bet you're a fucking fraud.
God, I wish I didn't select you. No, it's a really great piece of art. It's just a little bit upsetting. It's just,
you get to keep that?
No, I got to give it back.
It is weird that you went to that much effort but just got that part.
Yeah, play. Isn't start play?
Arjun's looking at me like, don't you host this show? Isn't this where you jump in and say some shit?
He's just over there eating Swedish fish.
I love Swedish fish.
And this lady named Tuna, which
what's in the box?
That's suspect.
What's in the box?
Right there.
What's in the fucking what's box? In the box? Oh, gee, oh boy.
I hope it's not. Pepper Pot's head.
I thought you were gonna say a giant boxing glove that just comes up.
Or yeah, it wasn't that. Didn't that happen to Kim Basinger in Batman? What the? Oh, can't show that to the audience. That's an amazing. Yeah, right. That's some good stuff there. Yeah, it's from the Bay Leaf Collective. I should have just read that and left well enough alone.
It. Can I see it?
Yeah, you can see in there. We'll treat it like the like we're in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, hell no.
There's just a beautiful glow.
No. Oh, it's a baby.
Coming out of that box.
Oh, good for you, Tuna, whoever.
Oh, my God.
Arj, please, don't do that to the baby. All right, so we got who you're playing for. Now we got to get Arj through this game somehow.
Oh.
But thank you once again, Bay Leaf Collective. It's down in San Jose. And their slogan is Bay Leaf, baby, collective.
Their slogan is all our stuff comes in a cake box. That'll throw them off the trail.
Yeah. If you want something sweet, you're selling pot, aren't you? No!
Oh, this officer? No, it's obviously a cake. Look at the box. Thanks. No, you have a good one, too.
Yeah. So confident in the lie that they always open the box.
Don't worry about this cake. It just has a file in it. Good day, officer. I'm going to the prison to visit my boyfriend.
Brent, can you lay sideways so that just says Brent like a crust?
But then can you still drink your beer?
Yeah, just right.
All right. Wow, that is...
Yeah.
That is magazine cover material. That is... That is a sexy pose. That is one hot block of Brent.
It's a shame that you had to ruin your one sheet, though.
Your one bed sheet.
This one was stained?
Yeah, his girlfriend's probably been begging him to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I'll turn it into a costume.
Yeah.
You could have also gone...
Single.
Just gone without that and just been Ron Weasley. Yeah. I like Ron Weasley. He looks like Brent. But he's not confined to a box.
Why didn't you make it so the head was coming out the top? I feel like you're kind of torturing yourself here. Arms are up here. You're like, hey, guys. I'm a name tag. I'm in a lot of pain.
Rory, he's just hiding a scoliosis.
Ask him more questions when we can't hear his answers. Oh, shit.
Oh. Well...
Brent just said play the game like he's Jeff Garlin or something.
Hey, you don't tell Donahue how to run his show, okay? Yeah. He's like one of the most respected talk show hosts of all time.
So, we'll see after the break. Are they going to play the game? Are they not going to play the game? It could go either way in this society where people have a hard time agreeing and reaching over across the aisle for bipartisanship. Maybe they won't make an agreement, but I'm going to try my best to see if I can help them out right after this.
Coming up after the break, is he or is he not the father?
I wish to God we had Donahue music right then. Yeah. That would have been amazing.
We could fucking put it in post, Corey.
Post, guys.
Post prod. Let's do it. Then we get high. Forget about it. That's how it works. I remember sometimes to put a fart noise in or something. People enjoy it. It's always going good when you can hear someone shaking a drink at the bar. You know that everyone is
it
focused.
It sounds really lethargic, too.
Is a focus. Yeah. It's a 15-minute cocktail.
Yeah. How many people are ordering martinis here?
It's
I'm going to say two.
It's more of an arm workout for the guy behind the bar. Yeah. Someone just asked for a Coke. Oh, I'll shake that up for her. Get it nice and fizzy. All right, Arch, here's how this works. Leonard Maltin is a film critic, and he...
Oh, hello, I've seen Star Trek. I'm not an idiot, okay?
He has an app called Leonard Maltin app, and he has movie reviews on there. So I use it, and I'll give you clues from his movie review and how many stars he gave it, and then you have to determine with these guys, you'll bid back and forth, and how many names from the cast that he lists, reading from the bottom of the list up, how many names do you think it'll take you to... guess the name of the movie. So if you said, I can do it in three names, you'll get the three lowest billed names. So that's a pretty bold bid. But sometimes you know what it is just from the clues and stuff. And since Jonah won, you won the last thing, right, Jonah?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So we'll start with Jonah. And to give Arj time to figure out how this works, we'll go to Rory.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jonah, you get to pick a category.
All right.
Would you like, and these are all, I attempted, I may make mistakes, as I often do, but I attempted to make all of the answers scary movies.
Okay.
All right. No matter what the category is. But most of the categories sound like scary movies. Buy a fucking tripod. That's found footage movies. One of the listeners, I don't like the expression, my listeners, is upset and wants a tripod in the mix. Or... Pitch Perfect. That's movies where some character is killed with a pitchfork. Or, at Taco Bellagio on Twitter suggested Pole Position, and that's movies where someone is impaled. Mm. So these are all scary movies that feature a lack of a tripod, a pitchfork, or an impalement.
Okay.
Which one of those do you like, Jonah?
I'm going to do the impaled by a pole. I'm going to do Pole Position.
Okay.
Thanks.
Clearly not the popular topic.
So, Arj, you start... I don't think any of them were popular.
Why do the four people were like, yeah, poles.
Pole position. Yeah. Yeah, I played that.
Fuck yeah. That's what I was hoping he'd say.
Fan of the game, fan of the topic.
So, Arj, that's a clue so far is that this movie is going to have someone gets impaled at some point in this movie. So you can kind of narrow down your head to movies that you can remember where somebody,
well, I've seen a lot of
somebody
those.
Got impaled. But just, you know, think about it. And Jonah, how many names, after I give you these clues, 1976 is the year, this movie that somebody got impaled. Two and a half stars from Leonard. He calls it effective but sensationalistic. And then he also says that... this movie has a discreet use of gore. Discreet use of gore. I would not have agreed with that when I was a child and saw this movie. Seven names, I think. Yeah, seven names are listed. How many names do you think you can name this movie in, Jonah Ray?
I'm going to say six.
Confident.
I like it. Now we go to Rory, and he can go lower, or he can say to Jonah, name it. And if he says to Jonah, name it, and Jonah can't, he gets the point. If Jonah can, he gets the point. And you're next, Arj.
Good.
Like a Brent.
You've
so
been
panicked.
Warned. Win.
My neck's broken.
Don't worry, Maria.
This shit is unbearable.
No, come on.
What, are you kidding?
Don't fucking do that to me.
Name it.
Are you really kidding me?
How have I performed on all the games?
Oh, because you're...
Brent, what?
Brent, stop talking.
You're a sign, not
just
a person.
Yeah, just be a block. Just be a block that says Brent on the side of it, waiting for a child to play with it.
But it's like he's not even real. He's my invisible friend who's like,
you can win. I'll help you.
Like, get out of here, name tag.
No one Everyone thinks I'm crazy because I keep talking to you.
Okay, so you said to Jonah, there's only... there's only seven names. He said six. And you say name it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have to.
Okay. I go 50-50 on this one and the chances of each of you at this point in the game. Do you want the clues again, Jonah?
Yes, please.
1976, 2.5 from Leonard. Effective but sensationalistic and discreet use of gore. And the six out of seven names he lists are Leo McKern, Patrick Troughton, Harvey Stevens, David Warner, Billy Whitelaw, and Lee Remick. That last name would be what we call a giveaway name, or at least a lot more helpful.
Yeah.
But this
you
has
would,
an
you would think,
this,
huh?
this has an impalement in it, if that helps you.
Yeah.
From 1976.
Shit.
Do you have any idea? Well, I'm gonna have one Swedish fish.
Okay.
And that's
cherish that fish, please.
That's no. I'm just gonna gulp it right down.
Please don't. You won't enjoy that way, Doug. Doug, you won't enjoy the Swedish fish if you just gulp it down. Chew it up. Let it sit on your tongue. Taste
I learned from my fraternity days that fish would rather just be swallowed because it gives them a few extra
it's not a
hours
fish.
Of life.
It's made out of sugar and gelatin.
Yeah. Rory would like one. It's a good stall tactic.
I'd like
if,
it noted
if
for
if
the podcast. I've requested a Swedish fish. No, Brent.
Noted.
Nah, not yet, Brent.
Anything, Jonah? Any guess? Can you think of any movie where someone was impaled?
I want to say like a...
You did, I think you picked the category.
Yeah. For the I...
What are you doing?
I'm trying to hear someone go, oh, and then if I was near it, I'd continue
no,
on.
Nobody help him with your oops.
All right.
Whoop, Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
The 1976 version.
I spit
just
on...
Just say you don't know it.
I spit on your grave?
No.
Nope.
No. The last name is Gregory Peck, and the motion picture is The Omen. The
Ooh.
Omen.
I recently, earlier in this podcast, said that movie.
Yeah.
And was shunned.
And that was a bit of an omen
but it's
for what was going on.
But the violence wasn't that discreet. Leonard goes on to describe the now famous decapitation for those who like that kind of thing, he adds. So God bless him. But, yeah, there's a really gnarly David Warner gets his head decapitated by a big plane of glass, plate of glass that's sliding out of the back of a truck that stops abruptly and just, and his head goes.
That's like, an odd sound effect to put in a horror movie. Yeah.
Like a rock
they
song.
They just throw it in. Most of the movie's like, Damos, Davidos, That one moment, his head starts sliding off and goes.
It sounds like the beginning of a song.
Yeah.
And then it lands in a garbage can, and it goes straight into Sweet Georgia Brown. Okay, so...
Sorry, Robet Cup.
Rory's on the board with 1 point, Brent. Hey. Rory is making it happen for you,
That's
Brent.
My first point ever in the Leonard Maltin
You've
game.
Never won a point
I've
before.
I've never gotten 1 point.
Well, congratulations. You finally did it. So happy for you.
Brent, we're going to sweep this thing. You guys remember the series? Remember? You guys remember the baseball?
Yeah, that's what he needs. Another bear.
Somebody in a captain's... Captain Stubing just brought him another...
Why wouldn't that be Isaac? Why would
that guy's
Isaac,
not even like here to Isaac see the show? He doesn't work here. Walked in, just was like, I gotta get that name tag beer.
He was at home. He was just like, I think Brent needs a beer.
Poor guy's in a box with his name on it.
You can lay on your back. Would that be better?
But if you think about it,
I just kind of want to see what it'll look like.
I could see it say it says Brent. That's all that matters.
Can I say this? He's already kind of prepared. If he drinks too much and his friends leave him in the city,
yeah.
He's already wearing a box. You know.
Oh, that's what? It. This is the life, huh, buddy?
Is that comfortable? Okay, all right. Shush, quiet time. Lullaby. And
spread them knees. Give them a show.
Go to bed, my dear name tag. Fall asleep. Shut your mouth. Or I'll kick you in the E.
Is that funny if that's like his boner?
That's where the E is, right there. You just put a boner on him. That is awesome. I was sitting here thinking the only thing missing from this podcast is a boner on
him. Now
that.
He's trying to blow it.
You got to give it a try. Everybody does. Few succeed.
Was that Warhol saying
that? If you
that?
Succeed, they let you right into Scientology. Know what that means. Just a non sequitur.
That's where the fart noise will go.
Yeah, I'll put that in there. Scientology. All right, you guys. We got to move this along. Arch Barker is up now.
Yay.
Yeah, and you get to pick a category. And shit. Then...
get a tripod.
What? And that's it. No, you get new ones.
Okay.
Yeah. to choose from. But then we'll go to, from you, we'll go to Rory and then to Jonah. All right. Arj, would you like to play? Jeff DeCaro on Twitter suggested Shack Attack, and that's movies where someone is killed in a cabin.
With a what?
Someone's killed in a cabin.
Killed in a cabin.
In a cabin.
Shack Attack. Okay. And then...
You mean like a stabbing cabin?
I call it Tuna Town, but yes. Why does it say tuna on this box?
Sorry.
It's a warning label.
Another
okay.
decoy.
At EvilErnie4 suggested Hack to the Future, and that's horror films that were remade. The remake of an established horror film. Or, celebrating a birthday today on Halloween, is filmmaker Peter Jackson. You spend a lot of time down under, Arch. You're probably familiar with him.
Yeah, I am. I got I'm not trying to brag, but I'm pretty excited. I got a private tour of the Hobbit set when I was in New Zealand. It's amazing. It's going to be
fun. Some guys.
You look out there. It's Frodo.
Yeah.
Oh shit! That's supposed to be on the property.
Doesn't fit in this episode, but it was pretty cool.
Which category do you want to play?
Oh, is Peter Jackson the category?
One of three, yes. Remember the others? Hack to the Future and Shack Attack?
I'll go Peter Jackson.
Okay. This is a, of course, I try to get all the answers are scary movies. And this is from 1992. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 3 stars. He says about it that it is... Strictly for those with the tolerance for extreme violence. And he also says about it, and gore. I just finished that sentence, essentially.
Motherfucker.
It's strictly for those with the tolerance for extreme violence and gore. And it also had an original title that is different from the title that we know it as now. And Leonard names 5 actors.
I don't need any of the actors.
You can go 0 names?
Well, if I can remember the name of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know the movie.
Hmm. How much time do you think you'll need to think
Maybe
of
like
it?
2 Swedish fish.
All right.
Give me 3 days. 3 days, I'll have it.
But you don't have to think of it right now. You could say, you could bid zero names, and then maybe one of these
guys.
Okay,
I bid zero names.
Okay, he says zero names. So we go. Now we go to Rory.
And I have to say less than zero?
That's not the name of the movie.
Is it less than zero? Can I take a stab at it?
No, you have to.
Some people appreciated that joke. Other people were like, fuck you. Stab at it. I paid to see this.
Or just like, I can't think of it. I better go for a walk.
Yeah. He's actually doing the Donahue pose.
I better
pose.
Strike the thinker pose, yeah.
Is any of that supposed to reflect ninja? I feel like you have a ninja thing going.
There's a kind of a ninja vibe. There's a ninja. Sure. Because I could disappear.
Check it out. I can't do.
That was the last time we ever saw Doug.
Donahue.
I'll never forget that Halloween.
It's when Donahue retired.
Did they see Doug Benson again? Did he disappear forever? It's a question that will haunt everyone for the ages, because the only people that knew were the people that died in that club that night. We'll be right back.
You're starting to sound like Criswell.
Where are the people? My impression of Phil Donahue is just because you guys are insisting that I do it. That's my first attempt ever at it, and it's mostly my impression of Todd Glass's impression.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He deserves all the credit because he used to love doing that, the fucking long ass speech, and we'll be back, and then the head down. The whole thing is amazing. I'm out of Swedish fish, Arge.
All right, I'm.
Arge! Some guy in the audience just fucking gave birth while he said your name.
I know the movie. It's the one. It's one of his earliest movies. It's where it's a classic where it's just the gorgeous movie. Him. It's got that baby that
Wait,
goes
do
around
I,
it.
Is it on me?
No.
Am I guessing it?
Because Jonas said name it, right? I mean, Rory said name it. Rory,
no, Rory
I never
was
said
asking.
Anything.
Oh,
I was
Arch.
Distracting everyone.
Arch. He said less than zero, then he said take a stab at it, and then he mugged to the audience.
Okay, really good. I'm the one who said that stuff, and I was like, what did I say? I don't even remember.
Am I supposed to guess?
Hang on a second. Not yet. Rory gets to bid still, but I think he's just going to say name it.
Arch, do you really know it?
Can you go?
you got to be honest, or it's entrapment.
Can you go negative one? Can you name the top billed actor also, Rory?
And it's a Peter Jackson movie.
Yeah.
What were the details?
You're on
again?
Your feet too. This is crazy.
Brent, get off the cord. We're a team. Jesus Christ, Brent. Fucking,
he's
you
trying,
know I have
he's
to
trying
walk.
To feed it to you. He's feeding
Come
you the
on,
cord.
Come on, Brent. Come on, Brent.
That's cruel.
That's a good visual joke for the podcast.
I don't want to.
I feel like this is the weird. We're like doing. We've turned it into poker somehow.
Yeah. They don't walk away during a hand.
It's all in. It's all in.
I don't
in.
Think.
Did I get the details again?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, guys, I'm not good at any of the games. How does no one know that yet?
Everyone knows it. Just right, pass it along. But, pass
if
it back.
But if you say name it to the guy who's having trouble thinking of what it is...
And he now runs you're getting
out
in my head.
And he runs out of...
No,
and
he's giving you the fucking
and
thing.
And he runs out of time... Then you win the whole
name
thing.
Name it. Name it.
I think the movie's... I think it's called Dead Alive.
That's correct! Oh!
He knew it the whole time!
It was a hustle! It was a hustle!
Didn't Donahue run around too? Donahue, it's a cat ninja! Donahue's king chasing a cat ninja.
We got a question in the back. Hang on a second. We got a question in the back. We got a question back here. Sir, what's on your mind? Why do you keep waving at me? It's driving me crazy. Tell us something important. It better be good.
You just look so good in that wig.
Oh, Jesus. All this way out here for that. He said I look good in the wig. This isn't a wig, sir.
Yes, I am.
I'm a serious talk show host. This lady's going crazy over here. What do you have to say, lady?
Arj, what was it like being on Flight of the Conchords?
Oh. It was awesome. Yeah, good.
Oh my God! Somebody in the balcony is yelling at me.
Get away from there, Doug.
It's crazy.
It's Juliet. Answer her.
I saw you last night, yes. Yes, last night we saw each other. You didn't say anything interesting then or now.
Oh, shit!
You doubled down on getting in my face with nothing. Hey, Doug, I've got nothing.
If Donahue came back to TV, yeah. This is the type of show he'd have to do. Yeah. Like slamming the audience. Yeah. It's all crowd work.
Yeah, well, I don't care what's in that box, lady. You look at me like that again, I'm having you thrown out of the studio audience.
That's right,
we'll
folks.
We'll be back and talk about Benghazi.
Donahue's back, and he's a dick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's a whole box of donuts right here, you guys.
Bring it back, Doug.
Give me... Okay.
Thank you.
From Dynamo Donuts? All right.
Okay, where they're from.
Cecilia Dimino.
Donahue Donuts. You have your own donuts now, too?
Dolomite Donuts. These are from Dolomite Donuts.
Donahue Donuts.
Yes. Go ahead, dude. Take the whole box. Oh, I don't want any part of it.
I suppose one isn't so bad.
Just grab the box.
I showed it.
Take the box from me.
Okay.
Hold on to it.
Oh, wow.
Don't give any to Brent.
Good work.
Don't give any to Brent. I keep
him. There it is.
I just feed him twice a day in between sessions with the lotion.
Yeah.
Let me get a picture of you grabbing a donut from his dick box.
In between lotion sessions, we have a donut. Sometimes it's a cruller.
Am I in your seat? I'm sorry. No, that's my seat.
Sorry, I lost us that point, Brent.
Brent has really taken up the space.
I'm slowly getting off the show. Brent's moving
Arch
in.
Barker has a point, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, Jonah.
What?
Come on, Jonah.
Yeah.
I won the other game.
You got your donut in you. You got some energy.
You said that like such a bullied kid.
I won the other game, guys. Come on.
Brent, what are you trying to do? I've already proven myself to be a champion. What's Brent doing?
He's just scooting back. It's creeping me out.
He's like a dog on a name tag. He's like a dog on the carpet. He's just scratching his ass. And he's got a lap,
this is the kid
lap
who
full
was,
of donuts.
He was murdered at his 10-year reunion because no one remembered who he was. This is your horror costume. You'll never forget me now. I'm Brent.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad given what I was.
I think, yeah, that was good.
I think, guys. What's that? Reese's?
I think W.C. Fields is right. You know, like in podcasting, you should never work with babies or Brents.
Is that Reese's?
I think when you bring them up on stage, shit gets a little too out of control. No, you're doing good, dude. I was just joking around. But I said the same thing to that goddamn baby. You're doing all right, baby. Don't worry about it. Don't let this change your life.
Is that one bad?
Does this one have cheese on it?
You brought us a goddamn cheese donut? Where do you think we are, Stockton?
I don't even know what that
you
means.
You didn't do that, Doug. You didn't name that town near here.
I don't even know why Stockton would have cheese donuts.
Yeah, they would, wouldn't they, though?
Or they're known for loving them. What are we, Stockton, where they love cheese donuts? What a freak town.
Yeah. What is this, Gilroy?
Yeah, those garlic donuts. Garlic.
Yes, we all know Gilroy.
All right, so Jonah, you were out of that last skirmish, right?
Yeah, I was saving my energy for the next round.
Rory said, so you get to go first, and then it goes to Rory. Arge is delivering the candy back because he's got a...
Don't fuck me again.
Oh, he's giving out candy to everybody. That's nice.
Brent, we're doing fine.
All you right. want to try another one or...
You're gonna eat another donut?
No, I'm not. I didn't.
Here, put them up here. It's creeping me out that Brent's holding them.
No one cares what you like.
Yeah,
it's weird to have a bunch of donuts on his dick and they're not like stacked.
Oh, no.
Like donuts on his dick.
Sorry, guys. My friend who's a name tag had to come tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry,
he's really ruining the party,
Rory. Just
try
to be cool, okay? Anyways, that's a lot of donuts.
Hey, who invited the dork?
My friend's a name tag. I don't know.
He's so embarrassing.
He was born that
Everybody
way.
Knows his name everywhere
just,
he goes.
You know, I don't like name tags. It's just the way I grew up. I'm sorry. I just don't like them. It's just what I believe.
I'm trying to fix it so name tags can't vote. What?
All right, round three.
It's an important... There's a lot of voter fraud.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I apologize, Doug.
For what?
Because I didn't realize, and I feel like a dick calling you Donahoe, you were... That's an excellent costume, and you look a lot like Newt Gingrich.
Ah! Hip Newt Gingrich.
I was at the San Francisco Zoo just this afternoon petting a wallaby. Do they even have that there at the San Francisco Zoo?
You're making me nervous. That's how you know Newt lies about
my,
the zoo.
That's my deep Gingrich info, is I know that he loves zoos. Yeah.
He also loves doing that political thing we don't like, am I right?
He's always like, yap, 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 economy, yap, 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 war.
These have to be joke donuts. Are these real? That shit. You shit in a donut.
Oh, no, come on. The first one I had was a donut.
Is there a... I should ask, do they have marijuana in them?
Oh, shit, guys.
Once she's
dude,
answered,
I'm fucking getting drug tested at Costco tomorrow. That answered, can't be.
Hang on, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. I'll be right there.
Donahue gets to the bottom of it.
Hang on. I'll be right there.
Research journalist.
One foot in front of the other.
Hey, girl from TGI Fridays, where's your flare? All right, here we go. Cecilia?
Yeah.
Yes. Tell us what's in the donuts.
Organic and sustainable ingredients.
Oh, organic. That makes sense.
But the cookies that are in there are pumpkin weed cookies.
We've got some pumpkin weed cookies.
Oh.
Hang on. Don't you dare.
Wrapped?
Don't you. Gimme.
I would have never guessed because they weren't in a traditional.
You ate them already.
So.
No, here. Here, Doug.
How strong? Like half? Let me get out there. What a great episode to listen to. There was so much running. Running is fun to listen to. But seriously, yell out, how much of it should I eat? Like, is it... Dude, did all of you make it?
That's good.
Yeah.
I meant, like, what's the, you know, dosage? Shush! Everybody,
eat the cookie.
I'm not going to eat the whole thing anyway because it would take forever.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't, wimp.
It's a giant cookie.
All the people yelling all of it would never eat all of it. God. Is that true? I've yelled all of it, and I'd be like, no, I'd never eat all of it.
The people that are yelling, I would die.
It's really good.
Usually you can tell.
I know food because I have a podcast about food that's lasted for 8 episodes.
It's good. The last one is good.
You could usually tell how strong it is by the taste. Like, if it's really strong, you taste really strong of weed. But if it doesn't, then it's not going to taste that strong.
It's a good gauge.
That adds up. All that
Does
adds
it taste
up.
Taste hella strong?
Sometimes it's somebody that's a really good cook that hides the taste of the weed, and so it's really strong, but it tastes good also.
So sometimes if it tastes strong, it is strong. But other times, if it doesn't taste strong, it could still be strong, but it might not be strong.
We'll be back after this. All right, Jonah gets to pick a category.
All right. No, you didn't get the wheat cookie. Shut up.
Would you like, and you can have as much wheat cookie as you guys want right there. Would you like, oh, Brent wants some?
You should have thought about that. Don't think you're high enough.
Yeah, you've already made some interesting decisions.
I think one of these donuts has a basil leaf in it.
Sitting in there like that, you look like a little person that I hired to ridicule. It's making me a little sad inside. We're almost done, though, Brent. All right,
so
Jonah.
Close.
Jonah.
Gimme.
The asparagus pea category, suggested by @asparaguspea. No E, just P. And that is, and it's the scary edition of this category, and that's where I just read the entire review of the movie flat out, without the actors' names, and then tell you how many names, and then the bidding begins.
Boom, boom.
So if you pick it,
boom, boom.
Everyone's probably going to know the answer.
Boom, boom.
And then you have to, it's a game of figuring out who the top billed actors are.
A game.
Yeah, this
I
is a game.
This game.
So sometimes this game turns into a game.
So it's a game of games, is it?
Yes. That's what Game of Thrones was originally called. And they're like, somebody's got to sit down eventually.
Yeah. Game of games.
Did you just fist pump?
If somebody's... No. I almost Chappelle'd his thing that he does when he's laughing at something he said is he hits himself with the microphone all over his leg. He goes,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't get away with that. The King of Pancakes category. These are fun categories. With scary movies are the answers. The King of Pancakes movie category is the movie that was number one at the box office 10 years ago to this very day. 10 Halloweens ago, this movie was number one. Yeah, and your third option is a movie that was mentioned in tonight's Build-A-Title. You see me over here fiddling around with the phone, and that's because I'm adding an answer that is a movie we already mentioned in tonight's Build-A-Title.
Is the one you came up with or one of the ones we came up with?
That's if I told you that, that would narrow it down. I
thought I had you.
The exact answer.
I thought I had you. fuck it. Let's do the asparagus pee.
Oh, asparagus pee, everybody.
It's a fun one.
I like it. Yeah. I like what you're doing.
It's fun for everybody. You can hear stuff.
Who was the challenger the last time? Rory challenged Arge?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So it's going to go towards Rory. And Jonah?
This game.
No.
Would you like...
Stay out of it, Brent.
The entire review from a scary movie from 1975 or
1978? You got something to share with the rest of us, Rory?
Foolish. Foolish choice.
Sorry, I don't remember it. I'm not as old
as
you. It's
the pretentious horror movie guy. Yeah. 78, really.
Whatever it is, it's not going to be good.
He didn't go
Why
back to the
we
hood
even
until
here?
The fourth one.
78.
Three stars. Three stars from Leonard from this movie.
You mean three scars?
All right, I'm going to read the whole thing right now. Everybody get ready to freak out. Because I'm going to read the whole thing, and then there's going to be six names. Six names. So you will start the bidding, Joan, after I say. From 1978, this movie from the USA is 91 minutes long. It's a low-budget chiller about psychotic murderer who struck on Halloween as a child and threatens to do so again 15 years later. Well made with lots of scares, plus in-joke references for film buffs. Alternate 104-minute television version prepared for network TV is available on video.
Oh,
followed by several sequels and myriad clones. Curtis's feature film debut. I shouldn't have said that.
Negative one.
But it's still interesting. All right, so Jonas says negative one. So Rory... Jonah's going to have to name that movie that I think we pretty much all know what it's called.
No. I'm real smart.
And he's going to have to name the top billed person in that movie. So if you go negative two, you'll have to get the top two in the right order.
So if I say name it, he has to name the top billed person.
And the name of the movie.
I think I know that, though. Can I do it?
No, I already said
that. Only
I
if
would.
You can go too deep, you have to bid negative two.
So I have to know the second person?
Mm-hmm. And in the, and in the right order. Everybody's on their feet except for Brent, of course.
Brent, stay down. Stay down.
Can I ask him any questions?
Ask who?
Brent.
No. Brent is not your partner.
He's not your friend.
Brent.
All right.
He's
you're
your
hanging
name,
out with
Brent.
This is going to be over between you and Brent in a few minutes. Don't, Brent, stop talking to him. Stop trying to help Brent.
Second.
I will kick you in the end.
Second billing. Second build name. I know the character. Okay, I know all the 3, 4, and 5 build people.
Let me make a quick announcement while you do that.
I'm not.
While you think about it.
I don't know it, and I'm not going to be able to guess that second person.
All right, so I'll make that quick announcement later then. So you are saying Jonah Ray. I almost called him Jonah Hill.
Out on Blu-ray soon. Watch the watch on Blu-ray, Jonah Hill.
Yeah, you already know it. You're already going to get this point. I'm right about that, aren't I?
Yeah, and it's going to be a three-way tie. It's going to be exciting.
I can't. I don't know the second billing.
Okay. Neither do I. But that's okay, because I got to say negative one. And it's the movie. It's Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Stupid. Go ahead.
And
top billed.
Top bill. The yogurt lady herself, Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, that's incorrect. It's Donald Pleasance. Brent won! Oh, no! Don't riot, Brent. Don't set a bus on fire.
Is this a setup? Is this an intervention? Did we really win?
Yeah, that was amazing.
I shouldn't have gotten cocky.
I mean,
hey, but this whole time, still picture that he's my invisible friend. Keep saying, you did win. Good for you.
I'm not here.
He even said Curtis's feature film debut, Jonah.
What?
Donald Pleasance had been in thousands of movies. He was why that movie got financing, probably even got made.
Yeah, I really thought everyone else put that together too, huh?
No, I knew it was a crapshoot and you might go the wrong way.
I knew from the beginning.
Yeah.
Would you have gone?
Shut up, Rory. You didn't earn that point. You would have got fucked over just like me.
I knew from the beginning.
No, you didn't.
That was your debut film. Come on. We all knew it. It was right in front of your face.
You're lying. You're lying.
You're a fucking rookie. You're a rookie.
Show it in my face. You already got the fucking point, you piece of shit. Your fucking buddy's all happy now. I disappointed RoboCop.
Oh, RoboCop? This RoboCop! This one!
Hey, we all make mistakes.
We sure do, Donald Pleasant. Or whatever his name is. I don't remember already.
I'm going to eat the rest of these donuts tonight alone in my hotel.
Is that the end of the game, dog?
Yeah, Rory's our winner.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Can I just say something?
Please.
How's that fair? Because I did everything perfect. I only had one question. I answered it. And how can that be fucking fair? Like, that means that I didn't even have a chance. I didn't make any mistakes. It was just one for one. I couldn't agree more,
and if I could share this title, I would.
Can you share it with me?
I'd share it with all three of us. We all are fully aware I was the only one who shouldn't have won.
Listen, I don't give a shit. I am going to give these prizes to Brent. Congratulations, Brent. Oh, don't forget your water.
I'm so sorry, RoboCop.
There you go, buddy. Oh, shit.
Sorry.
His water fell on the floor.
I can't get it.
Whatever he drops, we keep.
God, he's the most talkative name tag I've ever met. Don't ever go to a class reunion.
But we can't remember his name. Thanks, Brad. Get out of here.
Wouldn't that be weird if he went to a class reunion and he'd have a little tag that said Brent right here? Yeah. Yeah, I'm a name tag. That's what I do for a living, but my name's Brent, so I...
That's another name.
Thanks, really, dude. Scott. You can go. You can go right down those stairs right there. Yeah. Go right down those stairs.
Brent!
Give him the old kick down the stairs. Oh, wow. Well, good job, everybody. But, Arj, you were competitive for your first time. That was exciting.
My games. Thank you.
The person you played for, who was that again? Who were we playing for?
Marie over there.
Yeah, Marie, come on up here, and so you can name a shithead for me to name at the end of the show.
Awesome. Come on, give it up for Marie, everybody.
And Jonah, I'll take RoboCop, shithead.
Becca.
Thanks, sir.
Oh, my God, that's a gnarly one.
Yeah. Pretty gnarly.
Oh, you wrote down a little card. Thank you very much.
Little card!
This one's got some sarcasm to it. It's got a nice little kick to it. So I will read these at the very end. Anything to plug, Arj? Anything coming up? Any dates, you international superstar, you?
Well, if you're in Marin, I'm doing part of a benefit this Saturday at the Pavilion in Fairfax for this local kid that is he has leukemia. It's a nice thing. If you're in Fairfax, come out to that.
Wait, which one of you guys? Nice.
I would like it noted that,
Jonah?
That I did
yeah,
not
that was
do
Jonah.
That.
That was Jonah.
And also, I think I'll be appearing with you maybe around New Year's here in the city, so that'll be
Yeah, it's called New Year's Eve, Knob Hill Masonic Temple, presented by the Bone Radio Station, featuring Anthony Jeselnik, Amy Schumer, Arj Barker, Ari Shaffir, Brendan Walsh, Chris Tinkle, and me, Doug Benson. Tickets on sale November 9th. Let's celebrate New Year's together! Hey. San Francisco! What do you got coming up, Jonah Ray?
I have a podcast called Jonah Radio, and I'm also on the Nerdist podcast. And that's it. I'll be back up here the Sketchfest, San Francisco Sketchfest.
Nice.
I'll be a spotlit comic.
That's always a fun time.
Nice.
Rory, what do you got going?
I'm going to be at the New York Comedy Festival and then the Hell Yes Festival in New Orleans. And then Apple Valley, Minnesota.
You said Hell Yes Festival. Some guy says, hell yeah.
It's a different festival, sir. It's a different festival, so I probably won't see you.
Yeah.
Apple Valley, Minnesota.
That festival's so much more aggressive than the Hell Yes Festival.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Scory Roble is going to be there.
Yeah, it's weird bizarro versions of everybody. I wish that last joke would have worked a little better for my...
I'm sorry.
To go out on, you know.
It's nice to go out strong.
Nah.
It's overrated.
Not me.
All right. Also, special announcement. I don't know what you guys are doing right now after the show's over, but there's an audience sitting over at the Punchline watching a showcase of, I'm sure, some great local talent. But Arj, Jonah, Rory, and I are going to, as soon as this show's over, we're going to race over there, and we're all going to do sets over there. So,
and we're literally going to race.
We'll go over there safely.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a really epic foot race.
We're going to go around Dead Man's
Curve.
It might be raining, so I'm going to watch where I'm walking.
Yeah. It's going to be a power walking race.
Yeah. Take a cab, maybe. But anyway... You know where it is. We're going over there. If anybody want to come over there, it's a fun spot to like. Here at Cobb's, I love Cobb's, but it's just kind of a busy spot, so it's hard to have like a smoke session after the show. And it's a lot easier over at the Punchline. And I want to see your costumes up close and personal. So if you come over there, it should be a lot of fun. And if you don't, that's cool too. Yeah,
it's a hard stance.
Yeah.
Either way, you're cool.
Yeah.
Listen, some people have busy lives, things are happening, they've got very important things to think about, like who the next president is going to be, and how am I going to get my kids ready for school in the morning, and did I do the laundry, and am I going to stay up and watch Jimmy Fallon, even though it's probably a rerun because of Hurricane Sandy, which was a devastating event that occurred on the East Coast, and our thoughts and prayers go out to them. We'll be right back. One more time for Arj Barker, Rory Scovel, and Jonah Ray. I need that, Jonah. Jonah, Jonah. I kind of need that. There was a thing that's about to happen. Yeah. And as always, as Arj Barker throws candy into the crowd, while dressed as as the saddest of the Teletubbies, the gray cat Teletubby. As always, the first 10 minutes of the Marc Maron podcast is a shithead. I told you it was harsh. And I don't stand behind that one. And all those weird stickball fans that made me late to work today is a shithead. Stickball fans.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves...